WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Hello, this is DJ Bobo on your favorite radio station.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. How would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the party has just begun.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I can dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Still tucked on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Enjoy the dance hour. You're now entering the world of today's technology. This is a special tribute to all the party people around this planet. Welcome to the world of rhythm and dance with me.
We'll be right back.
Just keep on dancing, just keep on dancing right now.
Singing lady makes a jump in.
the volume, feel the heat, burn up the bass, and get steady, let the music move you, get ready, shake it, break it, just take it, get on the dance floor cause I make it, rhythm and bass, gives you the power, like another nuclear shower. Once again in the place it's grooving, the record's playing, the crowd is moving, pump up the bass in the place, party people, no time to waste, no matter how fast you walk, I'm faster, so let me get to you, I'm the master, I play the hits and you start the party, come on girl, let's pump that body.
Just keep on dancing.
Welcome, party people, to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always needs to match our particular theme du jour in one way or another. And tonight, we've got overall a pretty high energy show for you called Do You Wanna Dance? And we are featuring the Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. His given name is Peter Rene Cipriano Bauman, and he's been active since 1989 as a singer, songwriter, dancer, and music producer. He sold more than 14 million records worldwide. And DJ Bobo, I think, creates excellent music for going out and running. In particular, I love his fat bass sounds. And that's spelled P-H-A-T. Fat that way, like Philip, yeah. PH, yes. I think the electronic bass sounds that he has brings to my mind the kind of power of a sledgehammer, but a bit more mellow, like it's made out of rubber, like a mallet. Yeah, that's what a mallet is, a kind of rubber sledgehammer. Yes, indeed, party people. It's going to be a very high-energy show for you this evening with plenty of electronic dance beats, but I also got some classic rock for you with the Rolling Stones, T-Rex, and Van Halen, plus an obscure track recorded in 1935 by an absolutely incredible all-around talent, The Light of Snow. It's perhaps Hank Fonce's favorite female jazz musician. And she's definitely one of my favorite female jazz musicians as well. We're going to be hearing her perform. I can't dance. I got ants in my pants. And then later on in this episode, we got Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies for you and the Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Our audio clips tonight include the 20th century comedian and TV host Groucho Marx. Also, my favorite African-American freedom fighter, Malcolm X, and then psychedelic visionary Timothy Leary on the pursuit of pleasure. And then later on in the program, Professor Joanne Meyerowitz talking about the first notable American transsexual, Christine Jorgensen, mixed up on top of DJ Bobo's epic track, Take Control. Yes, we're going to have a 20th century history lesson mixed on top of some 90s dance music. We started off the show with a little introduction from DJ Bobo himself off of his The Hits album, and then it was a live version of Do You Wanna Dance by the Ramones from their It's a Live album. And then DJ Bobo hitting us hard with his remix of Keep On Dancing. Shout outs to the usual suspected listeners, Chuck and Diane in nearby Medford, Arthur a little further out, John up in Beverly, Tim on the podcast in Arlington, and down in Smithtown, New York, Philip, Dylan, and Ryan. And also, Okay. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with another high-energy mix from our featured artist this evening, DJ Bobo.
Showtime. shake ya. Burn the house down, make some noise. Feel the rhythm, you've got no choice.
Thank you.
get the slow dance out of the way early tonight.
Let's go down to the drummer's club. You take the streetcar and I'll take the sun. Let's have a party and let's spread good cheer. Oh, you bring the pretzels and I'll bring the beer. Oh, Zez, oh, Z, my, here's the reason why. Oh, I can't dance, I got ants in my pants. I can't dance, I got ants in my pants.
Don't let anyone tell you that it's not time to dance, because it's time to dance.
Thank you. high priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary. Once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means a process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within. Kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 99 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. See, we're saying that man should go back to the basic tribal pattern. We should not get hooked up in these mass, megalopolis, cosmopolitan, national groups. The basic unit of human life is the family and the small tribal group which knows itself and its members face to face. Right now I live in Millbrook, New York. It's the largest state where we have 60 people, 15 children, 45 adults. We consider it a country, but we think that in the future you're going to see thousands of small groups like ours dropping out of the mass anthill society and forming their own little communities. Now, the problem is you have to work harder to do that. The escape today is to be conforming. It takes much more courage, imagination, energy, and hard work to drop out than it does to drift along.
How widespread is the use of LSD among our young people in college? And further, what are the reasons for them wanting to use it?
Well, nobody knows how many people smoke marijuana or take LSD today. It's like how many virgins are there at Vassar. Now, why do I say that? Because the kids in the United States today who are taking LSD tend to be from our best colleges. The kids in Podunk State College in Arkansas, they're drinking bourbon the way their fathers did. They're not taking LSD or smoking pot. It's Berkeley, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Chicago. Where you find the LSD use. These are the kids who are searching. They want more. They don't want Vietnam. They don't want race riots. They don't want IBM computer security checks. They want more. And the more isn't the Bible. It isn't the conventional religion. It isn't the conventional rewards of two cars in a garage. It's always inside. Wise men and philosophers have always said this. The more is always in here. Start your own religion. Start your own country. Don't buy any of the old codes. They're static and canned. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself the world is round or flat.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like, beyond here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before, literally, one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked. It's the question that I think about. More seriously, the question, how much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task in society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social... The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, and that means that most of the people watching this program will see, and now it's the orthodoxy in this country. We'll see an LSD president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new. It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is called Do You Wanna Dance? And we are featuring that Swiss master of rhythm and beats, DJ Bobo. We kicked off that first main set with his song, I Want Your Body. And then it was a band called Telepop Music and their song, Dance Me. And then, in memory of Hank Fonts, longtime WMFO DJ, and I mean decades, 26 years, his favorite female jazz musician, Valida Snow, absolutely incredible all around singer, trumpet player, and several other instruments. That was her singing and playing I Can't Dance. I got ants in my pants. And then the Rolling Stones, Dance Little Sister. I love the dual guitar interplay on that. And then it was Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica. Thanks going out to DJ Easy Ed for many years ago turning me on to that. That was their track, The Arab Dance. And on top of that, I mixed in a bunch of excerpts from a 1967 NBC television interview with Dr. Timothy Leary. That was a program called The Pursuit of Pleasure. And he was, yes, a psychedelic visionary, future prophet visionary. He didn't get all of the time frames right when he was talking about 15 years from then, but I think as a sketch of what's going on right now, I think he's pretty good track record. Mention tune in, turn in, tune in, turn on, and drop out. That's one thing. Another idea is kind of doing that, but only dropping out halfway. Not living in a commune, but living your own life, having your own house, but not having to be so much into consumer culture and all of that. I think that's more the exact lifestyle I'd advocate from my own personal position. And then we finish things off with Motley Crue. Come on and dance. Pretty fuzzed out guitar there. Well, not exactly fuzz, more like this 80s, 90s maxed out distortion box kind of sound. And speaking of this being Tufts Educational Radio, if you've been paying attention to the sort of weather space news, there's a strong solar storm that's hitting Earth this weekend. And we began to get some of the first blasts of that. Four large incoming solar bursts that started around 8 p.m., but could get some pretty big northern lights, auroras, and there could be electrical power and communication disruptions. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like your cell phone and the internet, shut down, like tomorrow morning, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Yeah, unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Because, you know, candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire would be when there's some other big emergency going on. It's been a public service message from Ready.gov and your friends here at WMFO who want you to be prepared. Yes, WMFO in Medford. Tufts. Sometimes Educational Radio. I also wanted to say that it's wonderful that Chris Earle is having a two-hour show from 6 to 8 p.m. for the whole summer before me. It's we're friends, and we like a lot of the same kind of free-form, crazy music, and he's a wonderful, fun person to talk to. And I'm just looking forward to a whole summer of that. Except not next week, apparently, because there's a Class of 1974 reunion, and they're going to be taking over the airwaves for a while before my show, apparently. So, all that said, let's get back to the music here. Well, oh yeah, this right now, we're listening to my ambiance. This is LaRage with Brian Eno produced. This is his dance number two. So, yeah, as a dance music producer, DJ Bobo's first big success came with a single, Somebody Dance With Me. Which its melody is actually borrowed from this band Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me. And it's, I think, an awesome song. And here, from DJ Bobo's Greatest Hits album, here's his remixed version of it. We're also going to be hearing Keb Mo, Two Unlimited, some Don Henley, and some Van Halen. And, well, we're going to go full circle with DJ Bobo in this set.
Somebody dance with me.
Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Upside down, live a more life till your feet's on the ground. Then put your hands up in the air, wave like I just don't care. And if you're ready to rock, then rock with me. Somebody say, oh yeah!
Somebody dance with me.
funny thing, I've met a lot of pin-up girls, but I've never been able to pin one down.
Well,
into the tribal dance.
come on.